Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Booster 7 is currently in the Mega Bay, where SpaceX is installing the inner circle of 13 more Raptor 2 engines, which will bring the final count of booster engines to 33 on the booster. This will be enough for a full static fire and for the orbital flight test in the future. But do we think they will do a 33-engine static fire? Well, fully stacked and fully fueled Starship is dangerous if they do a static fire, a full static fire. So they might do 20, and then they might do 13 after that. Stagger the testing. Don't make it extremely violent with the 33 engines, and those 33 engines in the static fire may damage nearby equipment in the current configuration of the Starbase in Boca Chica, Texas. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not going to launch with 33 engines. It means that things nearby may get damaged, so they may have to just wait for the launch to do the 33 engines in the future. So they're adding 13 engines right now to Booster 7, and in the next few days, there are some road closures of Highway 4, which means SpaceX will be testing Starship or Booster 7 with possibly more static fires, possibly a ring of 20, and possibly a ring of 13. So we didn't see the outer 20 Raptor 2 engine full ring static fire before. We just saw a few engines fire. There's a 2 spin prime test and 2 static fires with Booster 7 so far. And then once they add the other 13 Raptors, the system will be complete. They did a long duration static fire test as well, and that was about 20 seconds long. And for the flight, SpaceX will need a deluge system before they do a 33-engine full flight of the booster and the Starship, or even for the 33-engine static fire, because they need to dampen the sound and they need to dampen the damage that's going to be happening to the pad. SpaceX also has done some little tiny bit of watering system, not even a deluge system, to the launch mount. It was underneath the launch mount. It looked like a yard sprinkler almost, but it's nothing like a space shuttle or the Apollo deluge systems or even a Falcon 9 deluge system where they absolutely flood the launch area. Now, these 2 static fires that the Raptors on the Starship and also on the booster did, they could just be for gathering data. They took the booster back to the bay to fit more engines on it because they have enough data to show that it's okay to add those engines onto the booster. And according to a recent FCC filing, SpaceX cannot launch Starship before September 1st of 2022. Now, that doesn't mean that they will be launching Starship in September. It just means that the FCC license only allows them from September 1st on. And that isn't even an FAA launch license yet. SpaceX needs to show that they're completely safe with the Starship, they need to show that they've done all the rigorous testing in order to make sure that nothing will go wrong on the launch. But the FAA also knows that the SpaceX Starship is an experimental craft. So they understand that, and they'll give them a launch license if they think that it's okay to launch Starship. So what's next for Starship? We may have another possible static fire for...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ship 24. And we may also have a static fire for Booster 7 in this next week. Now, how many Raptor engines will we see tested? We saw single-engine fire tests before. We've seen two static fire tests from Booster 7 so far, so there's a possibility that they do the inner ring, the 13, a single fire Raptor test on the inner ring, and also possibly a little bit more long duration test on the ship itself, on Ship 24. So look forward to that in the next week. But knowing SpaceX, they may be taking it a little bit slow. And they may do some spin prime tests for the inner engines first, and then they may do some spin prime tests on some other engines and possible flow tests as well. So we may not get another static fire this week, so just keep that in mind. And just so you know, there's still a lot of work to do on the booster and also the ship. So there's a possibility we might not even get a launch of Starship this year. Elon recently said it's going to be between 1 and 12 months before a successful orbital test flight of Starship. So what does that mean? That means that some of the early tests may not even make it off the pad. Maybe the first few might not make it off the pad. Maybe some of those may destroy some of the equipment at the pad, and they may have to rebuild some things. So that could push them back a few months just to rebuild some things that they rud on the pad. So keep that in mind as you're going forward, that these first tests, though they're going to be insanely cool, there's a future out there where SpaceX may not do it right the first time. And Elon has even said he's going to be happy if it actually gets off the pad, because this has never been done before. This is literally the most powerful rocket and the biggest rocket that will ever fly. Even if they get it off the pad, Elon said that's a huge success. But getting it to orbit, that's another thing. That's a whole other thing. But if they do, and when they do, this is going to open up so many doors for spaceflight in the future. This will open up doors for more science. This will open up doors for human spaceflight to other planets. Mars, of course, but also human spaceflight to the moon with the Artemis programs. And Artemis 1 is actually launching at the end of August. And people have always been saying, you know, hey, what's going to launch first, the SLS or the Starship? Well, it looks like now that the SLS is going to be launching first, because I don't think that Starship will be in any place to launch before Starship is completely done. Because SLS, on the 29th of this month, they're already ready to go. And Starship, they're doing preliminary testing, and they haven't even stacked Starship yet. So when they have to stack Starship, it may take a few days to get it all ready, to get it, you know, to get it in the right position, and then stack it. And then once it's stacked, they have to gather data from that. So they may gather data for a day or two just from the stack, and then they may do static fires of the booster, a few engines at a time, maybe one engine to start, then two, then five, then maybe 10, some in the inner ring, some in the outer ring. So that means that there's a possibility that it may take another month just for those static fires to be completed and also gather the data to make sure that Starship will actually stay on top of booster before they launch.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.